USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has made Juneteenth the nation's 12th official holiday. June 19th marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers told slaves that they were free.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power. A day in which we remember the moral stain, terrible toll that slavery took on the country and continues to take.
It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Day was created in 1983. The Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Affordable Care Act. The justices ruled that Texas and other Republican-led states, as well as two individuals, had no right to bring their lawsuit to federal court. The ruling, which was written by liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, didn't decide whether the individual mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.